This is Ira.
Hallo. So now it's less than a month to the summit.
Yes.
But it seems that in the last month there are not really any news.
There actually is one major piece of news. IPP Everywhere self-certification website is open.
Ah, yes. I think I've seen a mail about that. So that now it's completely agreed on, voted, and manufacturers can start to register printers.
Right. And operating system manufacturers can start to validate their spoolers.
Ah, yes. And for this step, because probably you mean when with operating manufacturers, also Ubuntu, Red Hat, and so
right.
on.
Yes.
Would I need an IPP Everywhere printer? To go through that certification?
No, you'd need a spooler that would accept IPP everywhere jobs.
Yes. So a spooler which is emulating an IPP everywhere printer.
Right, and there are a few jobs filled that in the test suite that print pages that you're supposed to verify, but it is intended that a spooler can be certified, so we should do email with Mike Suite about exactly how to handle the pages you have to validate. I would say, in general, if you had an IPP printer where you have your IPP everywhere interface in Ubuntu, it could be an ordinary IPP printer that you send the hard copy output to, but I think to go through some of those steps, you would want to do that. There's also a couple of tests that can be waived, by the way, that check for media ready. Well, of course, media ready in a spooler reflects the downstream printer if it's done right. But you see, if you see what I mean, take out a print tray, change the media ready status. Well, that takes a few moments to propagate up from a printer to a spooler.
Yes.
And in order to qualify for self-certification, and I will put this in the minutes in some more detail, Till, you have to be a PWG member. Now, you can be an individual member, Till Competer, for
yes.
$50 a year, or you can be a voting individual member for $250 a year, or a company, at least a company as big as Ubuntu. It's $1,500 a year for PWG membership. That, of course, gives access to all kinds of PWG services. So it's perhaps a topic for you to talk with Ubuntu, your management, about how to proceed. But I would suggest that, especially given touch and other, you know, variants of Ubuntu, some approach to verifying your Ubuntu print infrastructure, with CUPS filters installed and so on, seems like a pretty good idea. And it's a certification then that a logo certification that Ubuntu could put on their products.
So, but the certification is always about whether an operating system, a printer, or any other piece of hardware is emulating or support or working as an IPP everywhere server, or is there also a certification, for example, this phone supports printing on IPP everywhere printer?
No, it's a Smith Kennedy who wrote the IPP Implementer's Guide version 2, which is mostly targeted towards IPP clients rather than printers, has urged that we develop one. It requires extension of Mike Sweet's IPP server tool to be able to emulate the server side, so you would have something to test against, and an actual new tool, probably. IPP tool is oriented towards testing printers or servers, not oriented towards testing clients, but conceptually, much of the logic that's used in IPP tool could be used to test a client. And in the future, and I think the future may be a year away still, we might accelerate it. It would be a really good thing to be able to certify IPP Everywhere clients on mobile phones, tablets, laptops, on whatever operating system, because that potentially make more visible in the mobile face the advantages of IPP Everywhere instead of traditional print clients?
Yes, and so for now it's the case that when I go up to the management of Canonical, that it's mostly that they can, by getting into the PWG and then self-certifying, they can get a logo that their operating system emulates an IPP Everywhere printer, so that when one shares the printer in cups, so that it behaves to the outside as an IPP Everywhere printer. And for this, they would get a logo, and this would be interesting for the desktop and the server, because these are the typical incarnations where one shares printers. It's not so important for a phone, as you usually do not share a printer from a phone.
Right. Yeah, I agree. For the phone, the more interesting thing would be the future.
But the phone could also be have like something like a document capture app, for example. The phone is emulating an IPP Everywhere printer in the network, and so you can have something which you have on the desktop, and get and by printing it to the phone, you get a PDF on the phone so that you can read it on the go.
Right.
But then this would be an app. This is not typical for an integral part of the operating system, perhaps.
Right.
And then this app could self-certify.
Yes, it could.
Yes,
yes.
You're right.
So
whatever manufacturer or developer of this app gets member of the PWG.
Right. And if they don't have the time or the interest in participating in voting during development of standards and so on, the individual membership is $50 a year, and that is.
Yes, yes. Many app developers, they are not really big companies, but one-man enterprises, and they could then opt for this for the. And then they can opt for an individual membership.
Right, and if they want.
And investing $50 when they sell it 500 times for $1, it could help with a logo to sell more.
I think it actually could make quite a lot of impact in sales of open source applications, document management, document flow, workflow applications.
Yes.
And this would encourage potentially Google with Android and Apple with iPhone. Encourage mobile OS vendors, in addition to Ubuntu, to search for certification and be able to date certification, because that the more that there is, the more pressure there is to move away from legacy printing systems and to use the only one, IPP, where you would actually know the true capabilities in the current configuration of the printer. There aren't any others. The current proprietary ones from various operating systems don't use real-time capability and data specs in the printer. So they, whether they depend on PPDs or another document, they, are... The configuration knowledge is less accurate than it is.
Yes, and I think it would be great if like digital cameras all make JPEG images, that sooner or later printers all will accept IPP everywhere.
Right.
Because for digital cameras one does not need drivers, because they make JPEG images.
Right.
And they behave as a USB mass storage device if you want to connect them directly to the computer to get your images out.
Right.
And so these are standards. And USB mass storage, even independent what device one connects, is also a standard. Memory sticks and hard disks, one does not need driver for that stuff.
Yes.
And so of the devices which you plug to a computer externally, which are not built into the computer, I think printers are one of the few which still need drivers. And so it would be great if we will soon do away with that.
Yes, I think it would be wonderful. And I think taking up, you know, the thing about IPP Everywhere certification is IPP Everywhere is only a handful of extra attributes over claim IPP 1.1. So a vast number of printers probably already support IPP Everywhere because they support IPP 2.0 with extensions.
Yes, yes. The only thing I think they must also accept then is the data format. They accept
PWG raster. But since PWG raster is a conforming subset of CUPS raster, there have been an awful lot of printers that supported CUPS raster for years.
Yes, yes. I had one, which according to its answer to IPP requests, his CUPS raster, but I was not able to print on it because I was not able to find out which color spaces and which page sizes and which resolutions it accepts in CUPS raster, because it was a printer of years ago when one did not have any agreements on communication protocols about getting this information, which we have with IPP Everywhere now.
Right.
As now we can ask the printer about these parameters, and so we know what kind of CUPS raster we can send to that printer that it prints it.
Let me quickly go through other topics in the agenda here in the interest of us finishing pretty soon, because I have a very busy week.
Yes.
This Thursday. IPP over USB, has there been any new updates or releases this month?
No. I've released CUPS 1.8.3 with some bug fixes.
Okay.
I will give you the change log of it.
Okay.
And I have to be ready for Ubuntu 16.04 LTS. And one thing happened, I don't know whether I've reported to you last month, is that Debian has dropped LSB support, which got
you didn't
inherited.
Tell me that last month. Would you put that in your note, Phil, so that I am sure to get it into the minutes?
Yes, yes. And now we have the problem how to go on with the auto-downloadable printer driver packages. Because to at least in Ubuntu 16.04, I want to somehow that they still work, and after that we have perhaps more time to find out what other possibilities printer manufacturers could have to make distribution-independent printer driver packages, because there's still some time to have IPP everywhere. So that one can have auto-downloadable drivers without needing the distro supporting LSB.
Phil, would you put a slide or two into your slides for the face-to-face for the summit.
Yes, I will do so. I already thought about that.
Because then we'll have half a dozen printer manufacturers at least in the room or on the call. And, you know, we can actually talk about how to
Yes. So one is to find a solution for that, and second, to hopefully pressurize them also to quickly come out with IPP everywhere.
Well, and...
Because we have a diversity of operating systems. We cannot afford anymore to have the only Windows Mac driver world.
No. And besides which, as we know, Windows drivers didn't work on all versions of Windows. They changed the spooler from XP to Vista, Windows 7, and again to Windows 8, Windows 10. So there are incompatibilities in those spoolers that mean there's no way that you have a single driver.
Yes. They have probably also tons of drivers on their websites and on their CDs. And it's already a nightmare, and I think IPP everywhere is the solution for all of this.
I think it is for us all, yes.
Yes.
Google Summer of Code, the 25th of March was the last day for students to apply. Did we have some applications?
Yes, we got. It is... one application on the print dialog to support IPP printers directly out of the dialog without local spooler. There is already a backend in, but the backend needs to be improved and finalized, GTK print dialog. And if all works nicely, if the students interact well, three students on the new PDF integration. On the new PDF integration in CAPS filters to have an alternative way to have lightweight printing stack for mobile. The current way Ubuntu uses is Poplar. And new PDF should be more print friendly because it's from the GoScript guys, and it's, as far as I know, more lightweight than Poplar.
Oh, much more so. But it's also maintained.
Maintained are all the three, GoScript, Poplar, and new PDF.
So, is there a way to divide up the work for more than one student to work on the
Yes, I think that's a lot of work. And on the 11th, up to the 11th, I have to tell Google how many slots I need for the whole Linux Foundation. For the whole Linux Foundation, I think there are 17 useful applications now from 38 in total. So the absolutely unusable applications are already, or the applications no one wants to mentor are already sorted out.
How many was that again, Phil?
17? 17 useful applications. Where someone has told, I want to mentor. And four of these are for open printing.
Okay. Well, this is very good news, especially the news about the new PDF integration and the print dialog, because both of those are very important.
Yes. And one. Yes, at the 11, the slots have to the slot demands have to be reported to Google, and some days later the students have to be assigned to the slots which we actually get, and then the students will, and then we will know who can actually work for us.
Right.
Yes, and the strangest application which we got at the Linux Foundation was with the title Automatic Gun Firing Using Ultrasonic Radar. How someone can do this? This was the first we marked for ignoring.
Right. Automatic gun firing, okay. That's a pretty...
Yes, yes.
...application.
Yes. For doing code at the Linux Foundation.
Yes, for doing code at the Linux Foundation, for heaven's sake.
Yes, yes. And we have posted project ideas, we have posted information which work groups of the Linux Foundation are offering to mentor projects and so on.
Well, we live in a strange world,
so. Yes, yes. But at least we have got 17 applications which we think are worth it to mentor. And so in this point it was a success. Now it is to see how many slots we get, whether we can really take all these students, all these 17, and then whether they will really do the work in the 3 months of coding.
Right.
Because there are also all possibilities which can happen. I had already student is leaving is canceling due to personal reasons at the beginning of the coding period. So one was already prepared that one gets that work done and then the student cancels. But even worse is when a mentor has a student and during the coding period he does not answer anymore.
Yeah.
Or he starts to work and answers less and less and less and disappears. Or the thing, Google Summer of Code is about flip bits and not burgers. There are enough students who think in flip bits and burgers. So they have also another job to earn money besides the Google Summer of Code, which is intended to be full-time.
Hill, before we wrap up, because I think we're most of the way through, next month's meeting in May.
Yes.
I will be traveling on the first Tuesday. I'll be out of town, traveling up north.
Yes.
I propose, as we had planned last month, that may be Tuesday, May 10th?
Yes, no problem. You are making use of the fact that you are already traveling due to the summit and moving out your back flight to visit some, to have some vacation afterwards.
Well, I will be that week. When I come back from the summit that Friday night, I will... the Saturday morning, we will leave, and Nancy and I and our dog, Bug, will move home for the year.
It's your home sweet.
Yeah, and then we both have doctor's appointments in the first days of the following week, so I knew that I couldn't make that. That's why I suggested. Then in June, and this is tentative, but still I want to put it in there, the first Tuesday in June is the 7th. which actually works pretty well for me because I'll be downstate June 1st and 2nd, but I'll be back home by June 4th.
No problem for me. I don't have any known appointment for that day.
Okay. Then let's plan that. So you'll send me a note with cups, filters, updates?
Yes, yes.
And a little bit about the Debian dropping LSD topic, so I could actually put an agenda topic in here.
Yes.
Highlight it a little bit. Okay. Good. I'll let you have your lunch if you haven't already. You probably haven't. And
yes, I think I will have it.
And I will see you in...
Yes, then we will really see us.
I will, by the way, though we're staying in the same hotel, I won't be in, I mean, my flight won't arrive until 10-something Monday night, so I will come to the hotel.
Yes, I will meet with Avi from Lexmark, so I know that you are arriving late, so that we most probably will not meet you on Monday.
But just Tuesday morning, and is Avik staying at our same hotel?
Yes.
Oh, good.
So
okay. Probably
we will all meet. No. Breakfast is on the side. We don't need to breakfast in the hotel.
I was going to say we can breakfast in the hotel, and I
because
think some breakfast comes with the hotel. So we might want to gather very early and have a light breakfast, and then go to the PWG site.
Yes, this is also a good idea.
There will be a late breakfast every day at the meeting, too.
Yes. But when it's included in our hotel, when it's simply standing there and everyone can take it, how it's in several hotels in the U.S., then it's no problem.
Yeah, we'll find out the details, but I'm pretty sure that a continental breakfast comes with our hotel room. And I was just thinking, still depending, you know, if we can all manage to get ourselves on early schedules, if we met rather early, we could at least have coffee and a roll or something there at the hotel each day, and then go over to the PWG meeting and perhaps have a little more breakfast. But mainly, the three of us could talk a little bit about the meetings coming up that day.
Yes, this is a good idea.
And then I'm not flying out until mid-afternoon Friday. I think you're staying on until Saturday. Is that right?
Yes. Saturday early in the morning I'm flying out. And so I'm touristing with Avik on Friday.
Okay. I'm probably Go ahead.
You are flying out which hour on Friday?
2-something in the afternoon.
Yes.
Friday morning and daytime, I think it's going to be my only chance. I think we'll be visiting with my good friend Adam Just, with whom I work at Samsung in California, because he moved to Idaho a year ago.
Because he switched to HP.
He is an independent. He's not working in the printer industry right now. But he bought a house up in the mountains about an hour and a half north of Boise. So otherwise I would have stayed with him this week, but just too far for the commute.
Yes, I think so too. 1.5 hours every day to come and to go.
Yeah, pretty long. So I guess I will probably be doing some touring around, you know, the countryside around Boise in Friday morning, and then Adam can take me to the airport. So we'll be in touch. And Phil, I don't know if there's going to be a dinner one of the nights of the meeting. Historically, we usually do the dinner the second day because that's the time that the most people are there.
Yes. I'm
going to talk with...
for it.
Okay.
We
I'm hoping it was really missing the last time.
It was really missing the last time. No one having that idea.
Yeah, it was a shame that we didn't get to it last time. And I was going to send off an email to Smith and suggest that he think about venues, you know, that were not real hard to get to, for instance, from the HQ site. So, you know, if it's in, because as you know, it's 15 or 20 minutes drive from Eagle, where the HQ site is, Boise proper. And, you know, and there are a lot of nice, actually, restaurants in Boise, so we might want to do something in Boise, but we would want to, arrange that a few people who had cars ferried other people or something, or else pick a restaurant that's very near to the HQ site, so we didn't have to make special travel arrangements.
Yes, Avik, I've already talked with Avik, and Avik is looking into get an international driving license.
Oh.
And if he succeeds, because he never has gotten one, and it seems for me that in India, in most countries which I know, like Brazil or Germany,
you
go to some certain authority when you have a normal driving license for that country, and they give you an international driving license, which is more or less a translation of your driving license in something like 20 languages, so that in most countries it's understood. But these countries which I know are typically countries where for the national driving license you have to have a theoretical and a driving exam.
Right.
So you have to do a course about traffic rules and then have an exam afterwards, and then you have to have driving lessons, and in the end you have a driving exam where you have 40 minutes to drive around in a city and take in traffic and so on. But there's also another class of countries where when you go for the national license, you go to the police and then the policeman says, drive here 200 meters straight, and when you succeed with that, you get the license. And probably in these countries, for the international license, you have to take exams or so.
Sounds like it, yeah.
And perhaps India is such of the second group of countries which
I don't really know. I don't know at all about licenses in
India. Yes. Yes, and in the U.S., I think it's different from state to state. I've asked someone in Atlanta how one gets a driving license, and he told me one goes to the police and drives 200 meters. But I cannot imagine that that's the case in the whole United States.
No, it's not, and I think he was exaggerating for Atlantic, because I happen to know you have to pass a hard practical driving test in Georgia. That wasn't, he was perhaps joking.
Yes, perhaps it was how it was 20 years ago.
Well, yeah, perhaps so. Certainly, in the state of Michigan, you have to pass a written test, which is fairly difficult, and you have to pass a practical driving test, and you have to go out and actually observe. You know, it's not just on a test range. You have to go out driving and park
in the
parallel park and angle park and, you know, deal with one-way streets and honor traffic signs about, you know, no passing zone ahead and so on. They have to do that all correctly, and at least it used to be true when last I took it in Michigan, that practical test you have to be almost perfect. If you aren't, you can come back and do it again several tries, but the practical test in particular, you have to get almost a perfect record.
Yes, as in Germany. And in Germany, when you move to Germany and want to transfer the license from your former country,
right?
For the U.S., for many countries, there's the list. We have to do that and that when you come from that country. But for the U.S., they have a list of all 50 states, and for each state, it can be different what you have to do.
Right.
Probably because they have different exam conditions.
Yes. Okay.
And the closer to to the German one, the easier it's to transfer the license.
Yeah, and as it should be. Yeah. All right. Bill, I will talk with you then in, I will see you in 3 weeks from yesterday.
Yes, I hope so. I will see you in 3 weeks. And I hope we will arrange ourselves and that Avik will succeed with the license and we will get that we will get a dinner together on the second day.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'll start working on that idea with Smith and the steering committee people right now. Okay, you'll send me a note about cups filters in the next day or two. I will be very busy until Friday, so I maybe this weekend before I get minutes out, I'll do it as quick as I can.
Okay, so the recording will probably come out today, and the other thing I will also write together, and so on the weekend we will have also the meeting.
Okay, and do make sure to talk about Debian dropping LSB and that impact, because I want to make a first order topic out of it, not just a news topic, and say that we will talk about it in the summit.
Yes, I think it's very important.
So do I.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, and goodbye, and see you in 3 weeks from yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.